When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Hey, it's me, Jersey, and it's time for your Thunder Punch Daily, the show I record not so daily, sharing a few thoughts from the mind of a cartoonist. And I've been kind of quiet lately because I've had my head down. I've been working hard on a lot of different things. My attention has been extremely divided lately as I gear up for a bunch of different things that I'm going to share with you in just a few seconds here. But first, a little housekeeping stuff. I have been remiss in my email correspondence. I have been contacted by some of you to do some office hours, and I swear with a Gene Kranz failure is not an option grade pledge that I will get back to you very soon this week to start scheduling those office hours. Playing a lot of catch up after SPX and gearing up for Upfair. So let's talk about that a little bit. In the weeks to come, I am going to be working full time practically on getting Upfair stuff organized. My particular part of the Upfair organization, which is the programming. And I got to get the guest list posted on the site, and that's going to be a little bit of work coordinating with all the different cartoonists who are going to be tabling there, getting photos of them, getting bios from them. So it's not just a list of names, but something a little bit more robust. I was really inspired by what I saw on the Intervention site in terms of the way they promoted their guests. I want to do something similar with the Upfair site. And then figuring out what kinds of workshops everybody's going to be doing, scheduling that out over the course of a day, and then start working on the program for the event as well, because it's coming up fast. It's going to be here before we know it. And so I needed to get some work done over this last week, get some stuff out of the way and put to bed so it won't be clamoring for my attention while I'm focusing on Upfair stuff. But that said, knowing that the Upfair is going to eat up such an inordinate amount of my time over the next 2 months, I wanted to get some momentum going, get a project started, a comics project that I knew I could manage while I was working on Upfair stuff. So I have something going in the meantime, because I won't be able to jump into working on the front again or finishing up some other comics projects that I want to do until after Upfair is over. So I hinted today on Twitter, and some of you guys called me out as a tease about it, and I really didn't mean to be a tease about it. I really didn't. I was more expressing my frustration at being so close to launching this new project, but I got other things I got to do today before the day is done, and it's just going to have to wait till tomorrow and the next day. But I talk about it extensively on this week's Art and Story, which we'll update on Wednesday. But I'll spill the beans here and now for you guys. It's my Jared Cran comic. So, okay. You know, I'm excited about it personally for a lot of reasons, and I'm going to start documenting them through the Thunder Punch Daily series for you guys, like opening up the creative process and my thoughts about working on this comic. But the thought, of course, occurred to me as I made an announcement that I'm working on a new webcomic, that some people might expect something of the illustration caliber of some of my past projects, like The Front, like The Replacements, Equalizers of the Divide. And no, indeed, the Jared Cran comics, for those who haven't seen them before, I've posted them here and there on Flickr, on my DeviantArt page. Yes, I'm on DeviantArt, by the way, if you haven't been there yet. It's just Jersey Drozd. I've posted them on Twitter here and there occasionally. And what they are, the premise is this, is that back in 2005 or so, I did on the Make Like a Tree comic site, Sarah and I used to do a bunch of special downloads. We had a special downloads page. And for the holidays, we would post Valentines, like the old timey Valentines you used to get here in the United States anyway, with like licensed characters, Wolverine saying, "I'm wild for you, Valentine." And we did some with our characters, and it was a high res PDF download that people could print out and hand out to their friends. One Christmas, or one holiday season, I should say, I did a holiday card, and it was as if it was drawn by Jared. And it was just a simple crayon drawing of Jared and Orange Guy putting together Snowman. Panel one, they're rolling the snow. Panel two, they're stacking the snowballs. Panel three, the snowman is nearly complete. And then panel four was them in a rocket ship flying off in outer space. And it was, the whole premise was, is what would Jared, the Abominable Snowman from The Front, do if he made a comic? And it was an interesting creative exercise to try to get inside the mind of this sort of childlike innocent Abominable Snowman character, sort of like writing as if I was five. And I never meant to do anything else with it. It was just a funny little one-off thing, but it was really, really popular with the readers. And I remember I did a couple more things like that and just goofing around just because of the, I got such a good response from it. And every time I did it, people responded very, very warmly to it. Now, you know, I have said repeatedly on the Art and Story podcast series that it's not about drawing, it's about storytelling. It's about effective storytelling, right? Writing with images. But yet, even I fall victim to this notion of, well, this can't be good because it took me 10 minutes to do. But it took me 10 minutes of actual drawing time. But the thought and everything is if I were to witness a student making a comic like this, I would say to them, yes, it did take you, you know, 15 minutes tops to put this thing together. But the thinking you're doing when you create something like that is really quite sophisticated. And I say this partially to justify myself and partially to anticipate what I'm assuming will be some disappointment on some people's parts when they see this comic strip. But I'm not thinking of this as like my next big thing. I'm thinking of this as a webcomics project to keep my creative cycle going, to keep something moving online, something creative from me. But also, it's just a really interesting intellectual and creative exercise is to sit down, write four panels as if I was or if I were a five-year-old kid. It's not as easy as it sounds because as I write some of these, and I've got a whole bunch in the hopper. I've got updates, weekly updates going well into January of next year already finished. But and I guess this would be as good a time as any to start documenting the process as I go. And in the Art and Story on Wednesday, I go into like some of the thoughts I had about fulfillment and distribution of the comic strips and different tricks I can play to help promote the comic and whatever. But the interesting thing is that you can't, there's a logic to writing like a five-year-old. This is my interpretation anyway. But it's a kid logic. It's sort of like writing in dream logic. Anybody who's ever seen like a dream sequence written in like a sitcom or something, and you can tell when it's absolutely artificial. But somebody who really understands dream logic can write something that speaks to ideas and connects with like a coherent conscious idea, but in the language of dream logic, if that makes any sense. And the same kind of, there's a similar kind of logic in writing like a five-year-old where it has to be sort of non sequitur, nonsensical, but not absolutely non sequitur. It can't just be utterly random. Like for instance, taking that Jared Snowman comic strip I described for you a moment ago, that was non sequitur humor. But if I did that every time, that's going to be shticky. That's going to be, predictable, and it's not going to be very funny. You have to be attempting to write a story of some sort, but it has to have that kind of whimsical, sort of short attention span logic of a child. And again, that's not easy. I found myself as I've been working on this comic strip for a long time, better part of a year now, I've been tinkering with it. I found myself falling victim to writing jokes as I would write them and trying to be clever by writing a joke that would be clear to an adult but would appear to be as if it was written by a child. And whenever I did that, the comic strips felt absolutely artificial. It just did not feel true to what I'm trying, what the conceit of the comic is as if it's being written by Jared. So that part of it, I think, is going to be very creatively fulfilling for me. I'm in the process. I'm like 99% of the way done building the Jared website. And if you're really sneaky and clever, I'm sure you can find it. It shouldn't take too big of a leap of deduction to figure out where it is and what the address is. But I'm not ready to roll it out yet because I want to roll it out with a bit of a bang. And I've got some ideas on that. But anyway, I guess like to roll it back to the top about being really busy right now, it's frustrating to launch this thing and be so close and just want that immediacy now. You want to get it out there. You want everybody to share it and enjoy it and start getting the acclaim that you've been waiting for, or at least get a little pat on the back from somebody. But I have to sit on it while I finish up a few more things. But it's not going to be something that is going to be artistically, technically wonderful to behold, but my hope is is that it will be fun to read and it will be fun to share. And it'll be a quick little, you know, once a week to start out with, a little pleasant moment of your day or of your week. That is one of the things I had to think about as I was developing this comic idea, is that getting to the root of what Jared's character is about. Jared is a character who is absolutely bereft of cynicism. Everything has to have like this kind of sense of hope and earnestness and optimism. And so even if he's talking about scary things or bad things, it has to end in some kind of funny, lighthearted way. It's through the mind of a child. Once again, is like, what would be the happy ending to this that a child would want? And so I'm looking forward to working on it. And I've got a lot of interesting and, well, I think are interesting ideas in terms of how to make this thing sustainable in terms of making enough money to pay for the time that I put into it. I'm not looking at this as any kind of get-rich-quick scheme or any kind of means that this is going to be the comic I'm remembered for, but it seems to make a lot of people happy. And therefore, if it makes a lot of people happy, the few strips I've shared in the past, why not try to install some elements to it to try to pull in a few bucks, to capitalize on that joy and pay for my time working on it. Now, as I talk about in the Art and Story podcast this coming Wednesday, there are some problems that come up with working on a project like this, in that I want to open up the process of making it as a means to create more content for Art and Story. And for Comics Are Great and for all the different projects that I'm involved in. But I can't do it on the Jared site, because if the Jared site exists under the assumption that this is created and maintained by Jared himself, I can't show you a video of me drawing the Jared comic strips, because that blows the whole conceit, right? So I'm going to probably start out with opening up this process more behind the Art and Story Supreme wall for now. Until I can think of some more clever ways to open up the process in a way that sort of emphasizes this fantasy of interacting with Jared himself. And to that end, I mean, you can, if you want to get an update on when it's released, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm Jersey, or hey, Jared's on Twitter. He's me, Jared, MeJared. So he'll be talking about it too, and that'll be the way to interact with him on there. So anyway, yeah, that's a quick update on what I've been up to. I'll be updating more. I'm going to be doing more Thunder Punches this week to get caught up on the quiet time that I had. And like I said, I will be getting in touch with everybody who's emailed me recently, and expect some more updates on the Upfair coming up pretty soon. And one last little request is we're closing in on the end of September, and the Kickstarter campaign is completed at the end of September. So we can use all the help we can get in spreading the word about the Kickstarter campaign to raise just a little bit more funding to pay for promotions and banners and all sorts of material costs that are going to be incurred as a result of doing this fair that is free to the public. So if you want to, you know, just post a link on the Twitter feeds or post a link on your blog, that'd be much appreciated. So who am I? I'm Jersey Droz, jdroz.com, Jersey on the Twitters. Thank you very much for supporting us in this project. We really couldn't do it without you. There's a new episode of Art and Story Supreme up, the regular extra episodes of Art and Story. We had been doing some of my Comics Fundamentals class recordings, which I've got a few more to post, but we got back to doing the regular extra Art and Stories on there, and we did a whole episode of Mini Comics, which was quite a bit of fun. I hope you guys like it. So, okay, thank you once again for supporting us in this, and I will be back soon with another Thunder Punch Daily, and until then, remember, everybody.
Today we met Garth, who to some people looked like a monster. But Garth wasn't a monster. He was a good person with a noble soul. And in the end, his beauty showed through. Real beauty comes from inside, which is why ugly people can sometimes be the most beautiful people to know, and why people who look beautiful sometimes act very ugly. Being beautiful on the outside is all right, but being beautiful on the inside, that's the best.